thing that rocks.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. What's up?
Rhymney.
Cripes?
Cripes is a word that is not utilized enough. I
like
it.
That word.
I love the word cripes. It just it wraps up everything perfectly. Cripes.
Cripes.
You cripes all Friday. Mm.
Yeah. Clowns, too. We talked about that the other day.
Clown. Clown. Cripes, you clown. What are you doing? Anyway.
Turning into my dad, aren't I?
Yeah. That's all right. Nothing stings deeper than calling someone a clown, all right?
Dude, you know what? My dad got some new Balance shoes.
Yeah.
I was looking at them the other day. I'm like, you know what? Those are pretty sweet.
Yeah. Okay, but, dude, New Balances are going up in price, man.
They are. It's because people are starting to realize they're comfortable.
Yeah. Why walk around in fashionable shoes that are uncomfortable? Get yourself some New Balances. But, of course, like everything, the hipsters are jacking the prices up on them. Stupid hipsters.
You know, same thing with PBR. How much easier it is to kick flip a New Balances, dude?
All day. If you think I'm dirtying up my New Balances kick flipping, you're dreaming, buddy. You're dreaming. Ain't no way I'm doing that. Anyway, we got to keep removing here. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
Well, there is no irony like stupid irony. This is great. So, 40-year-old guy named Esquiel Robles. He's in North Dakota. Williston, North Dakota. Don't you know? He was pulled over on Thursday. The cops found meth in his car, so he was arrested for narcotics. I don't know if you know this or not, folks, but if you have meth
illegal
or legal drugs on you, you can be arrested, okay? Well, here's the best part. He was wearing a shirt that said, don't do drugs.
Oh, boy. One of those old DARE shirts from fifth grade.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? Yeah. So the guy who was arrested for drugs was wearing a shirt that says, don't do drugs.
You know, he's probably the guy, too, is like, you know, if I wear this shirt, nobody's going to suspect that I do drugs.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those. Or, you know, he's trying to be funny. Like, he's trying to be, like, funny in that, like, ha-ha ironic way. But, I'm sorry, if I was a cop and I saw kind of a shady-looking guy in a shirt that says drugs are bad or, like, hugs, not drugs, and he's carrying a backpack, I guarantee he has drugs on.
He's got a backpack.
Yeah.
He's got backpack, a corduroy pants on, a hacky sack, and a headband. Dude. Yeah.
He's wearing that hemp sweatshirt, the drug rug, you know, that we always talk about. Like, look, I don't want to pigeonhole
people. So he's got something
people,
to sell you?
Know? Yeah, always, okay? He's got, like, those weird dreads that aren't quite dreads. They're just really sloppy.
Not dreads yet.
He's working on them. Like, I just, like, you got to know this. Like, it's the same thing when you see, like, a guy wearing, like, drinking is bad. And then he gets pulled over for a drunk driving. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't be that guy. Yeah. You're not fooling anybody.
No.
You know?
Like, I'm going to wear this shirt that says, don't do drugs. And then they're not going to suspect me do drugs. And that's exactly what we're going to suspect.
You smell like you haven't dressed for gym class.
Yeah. I realize that patchouli is covering up the drug smell, but for God's sakes,
You smell like a candle.
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
Tell you what, here's what you want to do. If you want to get away with it, wear a shirt that says, I do drugs all the time. Then no one will suspect you of doing drugs.
Right, this guy's clean.
That's what it is. That guy's clean. He's good. All right. There you go. That's your WTF of the day. We'll be back.